All right, setting the bar time. Kelly, these are
examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, if you want to volunteer firefight, then just volunteer.
Yeah, sign up. Go down to the fire station. Say, I want to help you guys out.
Listen, don't do it the way Belinda did. If you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a fire truck, then pretending you're a volunteer firefighter when people ask, then you're doing okay.
Yeah, it's not the way to go about it. I mean, first of all, you need to learn how to drive one of those things. That is a very big vehicle.
Yeah.
Probably not safe.
Well, and Belinda had to have the foresight to know that, well, people are going to ask.
They are going to ask. And they're also going to try to find the missing fire truck.
If you're in a fire truck, right? 44-year-old Belinda out of Florida stole the fire truck. For some reason, the fire chief had let her spend the night at the station. And at some point in the morning, she decided, well, I'm out. And took
I need a ride.
With the truck.
Okay.
So the truck ran out of gas.
Oh, wow.
Police officer showed up.
Got it.
And the woman didn't want him to be suspicious. So Belinda was all like,
she put on a hat and some gear.
I'm a volunteer firefighter, sir.
Yep. And you know what? They told me to take this to get it washed.
And I ran out of gas.
Yeah. And then we got to fight fires, so you got to help me out.
The police officer was like, I don't know if I buy your story. Mm. So he just looked into it, and her name wasn't on the list.
That's shocking.
Of the roster of firefighters and volunteers.
Also, typically, not just one person is driving the truck. Am I right? I mean, I'm not a professional firefighter.
I don't know how big this fire truck was.
Intimate knowledge.
Yeah, I don't know.
But if it's the ladder truck, yeah, no.
So she was charged with grand theft, fraud, and impersonating a firefighter, which, again, I didn't know that was a thing, but now it's a thing.
Okay.
Yeah. So unclear why she actually took it. If she was planning
a ride.
Well, or if she was planning on actually doing any firefighting.
Maybe she was going to take it for a whirl and practice.
Yeah. But there you go. That is your setting the bar story.
Good note.
If you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a fire truck and then insisting you're a volunteer firefighter when asked.
I need the backstory, though, of how she ended up staying the night at the firehouse.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know.
Okay.
But you're right.
I feel like there could be a story there, too.
All right, there you go. That is your setting the bar story.